From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. The deadlock concerning the proposed Marvin Nichols Reservoir involves conflicting plans from two of the Texas Water Development Board's regional planning groups. The North Texas Planning Group, officially known as the Region C Group, is in favor of the project. The Northeast Texas Planning Group, Region D, opposes the project. However, the Marvin Nichols Reservoir does have some advocates in Northeast Texas. Some of those advocates are in another private organization that's not part of the official planning process. Ty Abston of Mount Pleasant is in the Northeast Texas Water Coalition.
First of all, our coalition, we formed, and we have elected officials, Mayor of Clarksville, the former Mayor of Mount Pleasant, Mayor of Mount Vernon, water officials from different water utility districts in our area, and volunteers. And the water coalition that we formed basically is come together to look at water in our region. We're not a, build Marvin Nichols at all cost group. I wouldn't even necessarily call us a pro-Marvin Nichols group, but we do see the Salt River Basin as a significant water resource for our region and see water as a valuable long-term commodity for us to continue to grow Northeast Texas. The Marvin Nichols issue is very, obviously contentious, and it's not even certain that it'll even happen or if it makes sense to happen, but our group wants to make sure that if it does move toward that phase and that we see that Region D, our area, gets the best deal we can. And one of the big concerns is mitigation, and we want to try to make sure that mitigation follows the water. And so Region C, if they're getting 80% of the water, we want them to be responsible for 80% of the mitigation. And we want to see landowners are treated fairly and equitably. So just looking after the best interest of our region is the focus of our group.
The mitigation Abston refers to is a complicated process, but it comes from a simple concept. The idea is that if a certain type of land is destroyed in one place, the same type of land must be set aside elsewhere. In other words, if X amount of bottomland hardwood forest is inundated to make a new reservoir, then Y amount of bottomland hardwood forest somewhere else must be protected from future development. It's a federal requirement to make sure that states don't destroy their own natural environment.
And this is new in the last 20 years that we didn't have to deal with in a lot of the reservoirs that are here today. That mitigated land is determined by the Corps engineers, and they're doing a basin-wide study right now that should be done within a year to tell us how many acres have to be mitigated and what percentage. Typically, you're looking at 1 to 1.5 times the footprint. So if the footprint of Marvin Nichols is 70,000 acres, then you're looking at 100,000 or so acres, 100 to 125,000 acres of mitigated property that has to be set aside and reserved as mitigated property.
The mitigation requirement is why one Northeast Texas timber company is doing everything they can to oppose the project. We'll have details on that next week here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.